bless you today.
Mulungu wakudalitse ni lero.
And I thank God for you.
Ndifuna ntokoze Mulungu chifukwa cha inu.
I've been coming to Africa for quite a few years.
Ndakhala kubwera kuno ku Africa apa zaka zambiri zimene zadutsazi.
And ever since the first time I came to Africa.
Kuma ndai zambiri ndikabwera kuno ku Africa ndimangoona nga ndangobwera pamene koyamba.
Amen.
My wife and I fell in love with the African people.
Ndife kazi wanga ndine basi tangokonda dziko lino Africa.
We like your way.
Ife timakonda njira zanu.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now I preached under Harvard like this in America.
Amen.
This way we used to have our meeting. So first of all, I feel right at home among you. Because God has gave my wife and I such a love for the African
people.
So I'm glad to be with you. That's all right, brother. I'll work around. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Just thank God for you. I thank God for this opportunity that you've granted me to come and speak to you. And that's great country of Mozambique.
Amen.
We love you and appreciate you. You've got some beautiful mountains here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we just thank God for you now. Let's bow our head in
the
word of prayer.
Yes.
We must be saved. Except that precious name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, I pray this afternoon, Lord. God, that you'll touch every heart and soul that's gathered here. God, that you'll give us a furtherance in the Word. God, you'll give us a furtherance in the Spirit. As we worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you because you're the great shepherd. And the great shepherd cared for all his sheep. And David said, we're the sheep of your pasture. So I thank God for you this afternoon. We ask God's blessing upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
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 You may be seated if you like. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I just thank God for you. I thank God for the shade.
I thank God for the shade.
Last year we preached somewhere out in the sun.
Amen.
That was the place we preached. God is no respecter of person. Thank God for the shade. Thank God for the shade. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it's so good to be here. We've been in Africa since the first of the month.
Tabwera kuno ku Africa.
We've been preaching in
Uganda.
And also in Malawi.
Kumaso kuno ku Malawi.
And also in Mozambique. So this will be our last service here. But thank God for your wonderful country. For the wonderful people we've met here. So you're a mighty people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God for you. And I especially thank God for the little ones. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They're just so wonderful to us. God has gave me and my wife any natural children.
Mulungu ine ndikazi wanga sana ndipase mwana wa monga
So we just claim them out. Amen. We thank God for the little children. Jesus said, "Of such is the kingdom of heaven." And as John wrote to us, he said, "My little children." So we're the children of God. And I'm glad to be a child of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 I thank God for these little ones. These little ones, the one laying here. Now he doesn't have a worry in the world. Hallelujah. He just is happy to be. Now he's relaxed, didn't he? You know why? When they're this small, they don't have to worry about making a living and feeding the family. This is the best time the little ones will ever see. Because when they grow up and you get a family of their own, they
got to
start providing a home, providing food for the family, and sometimes that takes a lot of our time and energy. Amen.
Amen.
So little children, enjoy yourself while you're young.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we want to enjoy ourselves in the Lord. Because he said we're the children of God. And he gives us that joy that passes all understanding. Amen. He gives us the peace of the Lord. Now we want to talk about the church a little bit. And I
want to
talk about the church that God is restoring it back to what the first church was.
Amen.
There's only one book tells us about the church, and that's it, the Holy Bible. Amen.
Amen.
There are a lot of different church groups. Each one has their own ideas and thoughts. Some of them are good and some of them not so good.
Amen.
But here's a book that everything in is good. Because Jesus said, "My words, their spirit, their life."
Yeah.
Somebody said, "Well, I belong to a different church than what you do." The main thing is,
we
belong to Jesus. And the main thing is,
and
be led by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because God leads his people by his Spirit. The book of Romans tells us, as many as are led by the Spirit are the sons of God.
Bible atu mubuku la aloma kuna kuti onseu amene atsogozeda ndi nzimu wake ndio amene ali anake.
Amen.
Amen.
So we find out that the early church was led by the Spirit. Long before there was any denominational system. But we thought we knew a better way. Amen. But there is no better way. This is the way.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and life."
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So there's no better way than God's way. And he gave us his word.
Yeah,
and he gave us his word. And he gave us his life. And he gave us his word. And he gave us his spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. How many believe this book?
Praise
the word of God.
Amen.
You
This is the only book God's going to use.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We can have different writings. I have many books myself. I have many books myself. But there's not one that come up with this.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the word of God said in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was with God.
Amen.
And the word was God.
Amen.
And the word was manifest among us. And we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus was the manifested word of God.
Yesu Kristu anali mau amulungu onetseredwa.
And he calls his church the bride.
Nde akuchula mtsingo wake mwanganga
timfuatibwi. Amen.
Amen.
And if he's the word, the bride's got to be the word.
Nde ngati yeyo ndi mau mfuatibwi wake so aina ukala wa mau amulungu.
The word says receive with meekness that crafted word to save and save the soul.
Sorry.
Okay. The word says, receive with meekness and grafted word.
De mau akuna kuti munawo mukalandire mau amulungu inuso.
Which is able to save your soul.
Kuti amena akoza kupulumutsa moyo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So God wants to receive that word of God.
Kuti anatipatsa ife tite kulandira mau amulungu.
Not only the letter of the word, but the spirit of the word.
Oh, sati maremba oka komansimu mene upezeka maremba.
Amen.
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 I will speak this day. Say
this
morning or evening. It just began
as
evening. Excuse me. I spoke a lot in the last.
Pepani, bakosi basibali bino ifwa ndalalikira kwambiri.
I'm all right, just has to wet my vocal cord.
Yes, sadandaule ndili bino bino ndithu.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
I'm going to
so we're here to worship Jesus in spirit and in truth.
Panopa to funati pembeze so Christ munsi mundichona.
Amen.
He's the only one that's important today.
Yes, ye kaya mina do funikira masiku anu.
He's why we're here.
The father tabesegatini pompano.
He said, "Where two or three gathered together in my name."
Kwa kuti mahamulu kuti mina awili atatu hasongana mudzina langa.
He said, "There am I in the midst."
Ineyo ndipezeka pakati pao.
So he's here today.
Ye alipompano pakati pao.
Because we're gathered in his name.
Ndipuka ife tasongana mudzina lake.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I want to speak on an authorizing voice. Is it? Mozambique. An authorizing voice visit
Mozambique.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise be that God is good for us.
Amen.
He's good to us. Amen.
Amen.
And we go back to the original word.
Netubelanso kumau amenala yawa chiambi.
There was not a denomination created.
And
God gave us the word, and
then he
gave us the word to create a denomination.
He gave
us the word to create his bride.
Amen.
So if Jesus Christ is the word, then God is the word. His bride got to be the word
church.
Because we're perfectly united together.
Amen.
And we have one spirit and one Lord. And we can't be perfectly united together unless we're the same.
Siringate kulumikizidwa kukhala chinthu chimodzi pokapokapo zolumikizwa ziwiri zikhale zofanana.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As we ministered last night.
Pamene tinali kutumikira usiku wathawu.
He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit.
Amen.
By the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you're joined to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. That you're joined to the Lord.
Amen.
You're
The word of God says in Ephesians 4:30.
Mwangaso Ephesians chapter 4 akulankula.
Said you're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise till the day of your redemption.
Kuti mwasindikizwa ndi Mzimu Woyera mpaka na nthawi ya chombolo chanu.
And that seal cannot be broken.
Ndiye chisindikizo cho palibe amene akhoza kuchiononga.
He doesn't give you eternal life and later take it back.
Yeo anakupasani Mzimu Woyera kapena moyo sata ndiye moyo satisanga kulandeniso.
You can only be born again one time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You were born in this natural one time. And you can only be born in the spirit one time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now when you're born in the natural, you can indeed make your mistakes. And all of us do. But
the
mom and dad doesn't disown us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm still my father's child. Even though I've made a lot of mistakes in life.
That's right.
Amen.
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 He didn't throw me away just because I made a mistake.
No.
And our Heavenly Father is not going to throw us away because we make a mistake.
Hallelujah.
You can only be born again once. Sure you can go astray. Sure you can backslide. But it doesn't destroy your salvation.
That's right.
Your salvation is complete in
Christ.
The Bible says by one spirit we're all baptized into one body.
Amen.
Amen. Now in that early church, Jesus Christ was among them. They healed the sick, they raised the dead, they cast out devils.
Wotero ndai meneja amachiritsa na natawita zuwanda zosena siana.
Because Jesus said, these things I do and greater can you do? Because
it
goes to the Father. In other words, there's more of us. The devil thought he won a victory when he crucified Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But when Jesus rose from the
dead,
amen. The Holy Spirit come back from the church on the day of Pentecost. Amen. The same power that Jesus had. And they begin to do the same works that Jesus did. Now the devil didn't have one to deal with. He had the whole church to deal with.
Yeah,
Jesus said, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Yes. Yeah,
so that early church started off with the power of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it won't go out here any other way. We'll have that power of God, the same power of the early church.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Now I want to read something in the 10th chapter of the book of Revelation. Speaking about an authorizing voice. Visit Mozambique.
Ndifuna ndikala mkule za ulamulilo wa mpambu wa mau amurungu.
An authorized voice visited John on the island of Patmos.
Ndi mpambu imene Yohane mbatizi anabatizidwa pa chisumu cha Patimo.
And the Bible says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Bible limatuuza kuti Yesu Kristu ndiye mweyo dzulo lero nthawi zonse.
What he did for the early church, he'll do for us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So they had the power of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We find the Apostle Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles.
Tikaona kuti Paulo anali mtumwi kwa mitundu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He was the one that God called to get a Gentile bride for his son.
Ndiye kaya amene Mulungu anamuitana kuti akatengepo mkwatimwi kuchokera kwa mitundu.
And he brought a word to us.
Iye anabweza mau kwa ife.
And the church, he said he introduced the church to Christ.
Ndiye tikuona kuti yeye ndimene anatenga kazi kamena mpingo kuti anawo kwa Kristu.
He was the apostle to the Gentile bride.
Yeye anali mtumwi wa kwa mitundu.
2 Corinthians 11:2.
Akorinto kwa chiwiri. Akulankhula kuti ine ndakupatsa ubwenzi kwa munthu mmodzi amene ali Kristu.
That I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
Kuti ndikakupangitseni iwe mwakhale mkazi amene ali wa mpiro.
But he said, I feel as a serpent beguiled even the garden.
Ndiye ndikungoona kuti Satana anyerekeza afuna kunyengera monga anachita mwa ndili hapa munda mwa Eden.
That you may bow from the simplicity of Christ.
Kuti inu mukachoka pa kudzichepesa kwa Kristu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the church will beguiled from that purity of the word.
Ndiye ndiye mpingo yamba. Unanyengedwa unasiya chonadi chimene chinali pa chiyambi. Kotero mpingo unagwa pansi tupyolera mu mibado isanu ndi iwiri ya mipingo. Koma Mulungu apa kufuna kuti akabwezeresenso chimene chinali pa chiyambi. Kotero kuti mpingo wena ukwatidwa ndi Kristu kuti ukalowe mkwatulo. Kutero kuti mkwatulo wena kuchitika.
That you mean will change and call us to meet the Lord in the air.
Mkwatulo meni kugamba ngoti antu atasindika matupi nukumana na mweso Kristu mulengalenga.
Revelation chapter 19 verses 7-9.
Chibumbu chapter 19 kukwila pa 9.
The word says his wife has made herself ready.
Ukutuza kuti mkazi wake wazikonzekera kale.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And to her was granted that she should be clothed in fine linen.
Otero mkazi wake wazikonzekera kuti akavale chovala chabafuta.
Which is the righteousness of the saints.
Mene imaimira chiungamo.
Which means there's got to be a revelation of the righteousness of God.
Otero kuzakala mvumbuluso ya chiyero.
And that righteousness of God is all in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible says in him we live, move, and have our being. And the word says by one spirit we're baptized into the body of Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the devil can't find it. Praise God. I'm talking about that inner man, that soul. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I see Brother Dan here. But I'm only looking at the house he lives in. But Paul said there's the inner man. Hallelujah.
That
inner man is why he is saved.
And
seal with the Holy Ghost. Till this old body is redeemed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Paul said we're dead.
Paul said we're dead.
And our life is hid with Christ in God.
Ndiye moyo ulipano ndi Yesu Kristu.
So we're hid in God.
Ndiye ife tabisidwa mwa Yesu kwa Mulungu.
Not only are we hid in God, we're hid in Christ.
Osati kutangobisidwa mwa Mulungu kwa masu tabisidwa mwa Kristu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the devil can't get to us.
Ndiye Satana sanga zinamize mkubwa kwa ife.
Talking about this inner man.
Ndugamba za mtu wankati yotu.
Because that inner man sealed away.
Chifuka wankati yotu alinkati mama wa Mulungu.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And the word of God says in 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
Mawa kutero mwakolito yamba chapter 5.
Hallelujah. He gives us his righteousness.
Kutiye anadipasa ifechu munga mchake.
That last verse of that chapter, or second Corinthians.
Akorinto wachwiri.
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
Chapter 5.
It's the very last verse.
Pali vesi yotsiriza.
Amen. It says God has made us the righteousness of God.
Mamlo kuti amulungu
believe it, don't you?
mukukhumbira zinthu zimakhupa limodzimodzi.
He says Christ was made sin for us.
My.
Read the last verse of 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
Chapter 5, verse 16.
Amen. Because he gives you the righteousness of Christ. And this great plan of salvation. Oh, wait. I'm getting excited.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Verse 11 now.
Amen.
According to what you chapter 5, verse 21.
Yes, 21.
Akuti ameneyo sana dziwa uchimo anamuyesera uchimo malo mwathu kuti ife tikakhale chilungamo cha Mulungu mwa ife.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now this verse in English.
Verse mwa chizungu.
Teaches us that God made Christ sin for us.
Akuti Yesu Kristu anapangisidwa kukhala wochimwa.
That we should become the righteousness of God.
Kuti ife tikakhale achilungamo cha Mulungu.
In other words, Christ took our sins and gave us His righteousness.
Kotero kuti tinasinthana.
So
ife tinatenga machimo athu kumpasa Kristu, Kristu kutipasa chilungamo chake.
Amen. So as righteous as Christ is righteous.
Kuti tikapangise chilungamo chake cha Kristu.
Amen.
Because it's not my righteousness, it's His.
Kwa si chilungamo chathu ndi chilungamo chake.
He gave me His righteousness.
Ye atipasa chilungamo chake.
And Romans the 5th chapter says it's a gift of righteousness.
Aloma kutero kutichi ni mpaso ya chilungamo.
When a gift is given to you, you don't have to pay anything for it.
Ngati mwabasidwa mpaso, mpaso sindi mmaigwirira ntchito.
It's a gift.
Ndi mpaso basi.
And you can't get it unless the Lord gives it to you.
Yesu ungakhale nayo mpaka na Mulungu achite kukupatsa.
Then he gives you the gift of righteousness.
Ne akakupatsa ndi mpaso ya chilungamo yo.
He made you as righteous, he's right.
Kotero inuyo mudzapangisidwa kukhala wa chilungamo mwa chilungamo chake.
And again, I'm not talking about this outer body.
Sindi kukamba za thupi ino.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm talking about that inner man.
Tukamba za munthu amene ali mkati moyo.
Paul spoke of the strengthening of the inner man.
Amen.
A Paulo aukamba za munthu amene akupezeka mkati.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now we see that early church had the righteousness of God.
Kotero mpingo pachiyambi unali nacho chilungamo cha Mulungu.
Christ walked among them.
Yesu ankaenda pakati pa anthu nthawi yameneyo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
One time Paul was in the temple.
Kau inaakezo Paulo ali mkachisi.
God told him to Paul out of here, they'll not receive your testimony.
Ah, kuti Paulo, kapaza usitase kulandira umboni wako.
Amen.
Amen.
It was Christ coming right there in the temple with him.
Ndiye apa Kristu anabwera mkachisi pamodzi ndi Paulo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because Christ was in that early church.
Chifukwa Kristu tu nthawi yawo yapachiyambi wa mpingo anali nawo.
Amen.
Amen.
God took Paul off the scene in 66 AD.
Ndi Paul, Mulungu anachosa Paulo pa dziko lapansi mu chaka cha 66.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, the book of Revelation weren't wrote to 96 AD.
Ndi buku la chifumbuso linalembedwa chaka cha 96.
Paul gave us that great plan of salvation.
Mulungu kwa Paulo anati pasaje ndongosolo la chipulumutso.
And the church began to be like Eve, fall away.
Ndiye kotela kompingo unayamba kuchita monga yo machitira.
In the 20th chapter of the book of Acts.
Ndiye chapter 20 ya buku la machitira atumwi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Paul said there's men among you right now. There's men among you right now.
Pali anthu pakati pano pakati pano.
Just as soon as I'm gone, we'll rise to draw disciples after themselves. Amen. So we can see the church begin to fall away. So we can see the church begin to fall away. In the first three chapters of the book of Revelation, it talks about the seven church ages beginning.
It talks about
the seven church ages
beginning.
It talks about the seven spirits of God.
Yaukamba za mizimu seven ya mpingo.
Of which Paul spoke nothing about.
Imene kakale Paulo sanalankulepo.
Paul had already gone to be with the Lord 30 years when the book of Revelation was written.
Pamene buku imene kulembedwa, chifuti Paulo atapita kale kwa Ambuye.
And the church fell away from its purity.
Kotero mpingo unagwa pansi pa chilungamo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The seven churches of Asia types out seven church ages.
Kotero mipingo yako Efeso ikukotokozera kwambiri pa kuza mibado 7 na mipingo.
And that first church age.
Then mpingo yamba wapi bado mpingo?
Call the Ephesian church.
Unaita na mpingo wako Efeso.
You get the first few verses of Revelation chapter 2.
Ndiye mukaona kuti pa chapter 2 maverse oyambirira.
In 96 AD, when John wrote the book of Revelation.
Na chaka cha 96 AD pamene Yohani akulemba buku limene.
He said, thou art fallen from thy first love.
Akwauza kuti inu mwataya chikondi chanu chapachiyambi.
He did just like he did in the garden.
Anachita chimodzi-modzi monga hapa anachita munthawi munda mwa Eden.
But God sent his banger back in the last day.
Yeah, but kona kuti Mulungu adzabweze saso masiko tsiriza.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Your servant beguile even this evil.
Kuti sanana anakunyengani.
Thank God she didn't stay with the serpent.
Koma ndikuthokoza Mulungu kuti hapa sadakhale ndi chinyoka chigati.
Amen.
Because she couldn't become one with the serpent.
Chifukwa sakanatha kukhala chinthu chimodzi ndi satana nyerekeza.
Only in the flesh she could become one with the serpent.
Koma muthupi ako ndokhala pamodzi ndi serpent.
Because her spirit and the serpent spirit two different kinds of spirit.
Chifukwa mzimu wa serpent ndi mzimu umene ndi wa hapa nali wosiyana.
Amen.
Amen.
Neither can the true church of the living God become one with a denomination.
We can become one with Christ only. You know,
because
the church is more than Christ.
So the church fell away.
And
that book that Paul wrote to him was sealed away.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And the word of God becomes a tree of knowledge.
The Bible inakalangati mtengo odzisa zabwino ndi zoipa. Mtengo wa nzemu.
In the first chapter, in the third chapter of 2 Corinthians.
Chapter 3 cha Akorinto wachiwiri.
The word of God says the letter killeth.
Mamu ngakutuza kuti lemba limapa.
That's right.
But it's the spirit that gives life. Saying that the letter of the word alone is the tree of knowledge.
And
the day you eat God without the Spirit of God, that day you'll die.
Kumango zisungira mu mtima mawu a Mulungu ndi pamene ni mwamba kufa.
Amen.
If I have to fight with them all, God
will.
Praise God.
Amen.
I'll help you out here a little bit. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. But isn't the word of God good? Now, this is God's garden. This is the Garden of Eden.
The Eden.
That the tree of life grows right out of.
Amen. Tengo wa umumera.
But remember when Adam and Eve fell away? God took away the tree of life. He just left the land area of Eden.
Mulungu anango sia munda wa Eden iyo, koma moyo wa Eden anao totsamo.
People still live there today.
Zimodzi sika pano.
The word of God speaks that the river of Euphrates flowed right through Eden. The river of Euphrates flowed right out of Eden.
Ya mpaka na pano, ngakale mitsinje ya mu Eden, Euphrates, Tigris, yose, ikadalipo mpaka na pano.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That river of Euphrates is still there today.
Euphrates mpaka na pano, akukadalipo mitsinje omeneo.
It runs right by Baghdad.
Mugopeza kuchita watu wanza tu kumawa kubagdadi wo. Sijo kadali mpaka na pano.
But something happened.
Koma china chake, china chitika.
When God took the life of the Eden away,
pamene Mulungu anachosa umoyo munda mwa Eden,
he took the tree of life away,
anatenga mtengo wa moyo.
The Bible says the earth began to produce thorns and thistles.
Kotero munda uja, udayamba kubereka, minda, ni, ni miyala.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So as the land began to produce thorns and thistles.
Munda uja kubereka miyala.
The tree of life was taken away and they couldn't get to it.
Nde mtengo wa moyo unachosidapo kuti iwo sakanatha kukhudza mtengo wa moyo.
The word of God teaches it was guarded.
Mamulungu akutuza kuti pali munda.
They couldn't get to that trip line.
Saka nata kutenga ntengo wa moyo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So when that early church fell away like he did,
ndiye pamene ntengo wa moyo unagwa,
God took away that trip line.
Mulungu anachosa ntengo wa moyo.
Revelation chapter 3 says, hid in the midst of paradise of God. Just like he did in the Garden of Eden. But he left the letter of the word for
us.
And the letter of the word, he said, would be a light to shine in a dark place. Tell the day dawn. And the day shall arise
thy
heart. Hallelujah. When Jesus come back, settle on his throne in
Jerusalem,
that tree of life will be restored back to Eden. And the Bible says the desert will blossom like a rose. Amen. Now look at the word here. When the church fell away, he took that spirit of Eden away. And left only the written word. But he sealed that spiritual word away with seven seals. And that book was seen in heaven. Just as the tree of life was seen in heaven. In the 5th chapter of the book of Revelation, verse 1, John saw one in heaven.
Yes, Yohane anaona muntu mmodzi kumwamba.
Sitting on the throne.
And he saw a book in his
hand written
within. But it
was sealed with seven seals. The angel said, who can open this book, boy? But they looked all over heaven and earth and couldn't find anyone. They said, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Has prevailed to open the book and loose the seal. And that seal book's to be brought right back to us in this last day.
Oh, Amen.
Because God sent a prophet to open those seven seals for us. Now we have that book back. Now we have that tree of life back.
Amen.
Oh, praise
God.
Amen.
Amen.
There was room I'd run a little bit.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We got that tree of life back. Amen.
Oh,
we got that book back and it's unsealed. And there's an authorizing voice speak from heaven. And
saying
to John, you'll get the virgin
Eden.
Amen.
Let's
read in Revelation 10, see how it got sealed up.
Chapter 10.
We're going to begin reading verse 1.
Chapter 10, verse 1. Verse 1.
Praise God for helping me with my throat.
Mulungu make a zekage for ya kuchiza pa kosiba.
Feel like I can scream
and holler.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now the word of God says here, Revelation 10 and 1. It says, I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud and a rainbow on his head and his face as it was the sun and his feet as pillars of fire.
Ndipo ndinaona ngelo wina wolimba ali kutsika kumwamba. Wovala ntambo ndi utaleza uli pamutu pache ndi nkope yache ngati dzuwa. Ndi mapazi yache ngati mizati ya moto.
Amen.
Amen.
I want you to know this is Christ coming back to earth in angelical form.
Apa tikuona ndi Kristu yo amene akubwera mwanjira ina akubwera ngati ngero.
Not only does it show him coming back here in the last day, but it shows him in the early church. Hallelujah, because from one foot on earth and one foot on land,
Window winaso I got munyanja.
That was a 2,000-year period between putting one foot on land and one on sea.
Yeah, but many babidazaga 2,000 as many as a pitas.
During that 2,000-year period?
But many what are zaga 2,000?
Seven church ages transpired.
Motero, but many pana on the gila me bado
seven people. But we see him in that early church with his face shining like the sun.
Yeah, to go now, mubado on pingo yamba, and to go on pingo uri. Now on Palm,
we see in that early church the book was open.
You go book in your
And the early church had access to everything that Christ had.
Yeah, but you go now, but the time when you pingo, when you my water, I go to Canada.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. They were eating from that tree of life.
Yeah, and I look good. You're going to take one more.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, but I want you to watch the book I see
on that.
And that's why wheat and tare begin to grow together in the church.
Ndipamene tikuona kuti tilipo ndina sombole zonse zikula pamodzi mu mpingo.
Just like in Eden, thorns and thistles begin to grow.
Ndipamene tikuona kuti minga ndi zina zonse zikulira pamodzi.
As soon as that tree of life was taken away,
pamene mtengo wa moyo unachotsedwa,
thorns and thistles began to grow in Eden.
Minga munda mwele namba kumamera.
But the land still there.
Ndi nthaka kadali pobe.
And so did it in the church.
Timotibozi bezina mangia mpingo.
The word of God teaches us in the 13th chapter of the book of Matthew.
Mu Bible, Matthew chapter 13, ikutuza zina zake.
And that was seven parables.
And
in those parables,
one
went forth and sowed only good seed.
And don't fail to get that,
it was sowed
only good seed. But
later on,
the
enemy came in.
Satana nabwea,
and so tears among them.
Naya mba kuzala na songole pakati pao.
When he went away,
ndiye na pita.
And the servant said, should we pull up the tears?
Ndiye, anchito waka amutu jana mwela kuti, tipide tikanzule na songole hii.
And the word said, if you pull them up, you'll root up the wheat also.
Ndiye, mwenye munda na kutia, musaka chose, kwa munga tero, musaka kakale nimbe uzaku nyozomwe.
Said, let them grow together until harvest time.
Yes,
and at the end time, he'll separate the wheat from the tare. And gather the wheat in his barn. But the tare will be burnt with unquenchable fire.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's what happened to the church. First one shows what they had in the other church. The angel of a covenant. Hallelujah. Eyes like flames of fire. He was the power of God in that early church.
Amen.
That book was open.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's go to verse 2. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot upon the earth.
Ndipo anali nako nsanja lache la kabuku kofunyulula. Ndipo anaponda nalo pazi lache la manja panyanja.
Amen.
Amen.
That was in 96 AD.
Taimenei, ndi chaka cha 96 AD.
Hallelujah. When John saw the vision.
Ndipamene Yohani anaona masompenya amenewa.
Showing that in the early church class was there, everything he had was open for the church.
kuti anamuona masomphe nyambweso Kristu ali pachiyambi kuti zina zonse zinali bwino.
The book was opened in the church.
Pandai meneyo kabuku kanali kotsekulidwa.
That day Paul said you are the word.
Monga kulambira kuti ibiyo ndino mawu.
You are written epistle, read them all me.
Ndino akalata olembedwa olengedwa ndina yese.
He said this word is not written in tables of stone.
Akulambira kuti mawu amenewa asakulembedwa pa miyala.
It's not written with ink and paper.
Osati zikulembedwa ndi ink ndi mapepala.
It's written by the Holy Spirit in your heart.
Zikulembedwa mzimuwera mtima mwanu.
Amen.
Mawu auzimu, zinthu zauzimu.
But watch what happened when the church fell away. Verse
3
says, and he cried with a loud voice as when a lion roared. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. I was about to write and heard a voice from heaven saying, seal, watch that, said unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered and write them not.
Verse 3 and 4.
Verse 3 and 4.
Yeah, amen.
The seven thunders other their voices.
Now, if you go back to what Paul preached, you'll never find Paul talking about seven things.
You'll never hear Paul talking about seven church ages.
Paulo, sana ipo kukamba mo so kuti na ndi mibado isano ndi bidia mipingo.
This is the later development after the church fell away.
This is next thing I'm having in mipingo na ba kupa.
And these seven angels cried with a loud voice.
Bamene bamene mibado mabingo bamene na ba kulankula.
After the church began to fall away.
Bamene mipingo na ba kusia mau.
Amen.
Amen.
There was an authorizing voice speak from heaven. And that authorizing voice said, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered and write them not.
Yes. Mabingu asandawili zimene alankhula. Zimenezo uzitsekere uzitsindikize.
In 96 A.D., there was an authorizing voice. But he said they would be revealed this mystery when the seventh angel began to sound.
Kufuba zimenezi zizaulidwa hapo kapo kapo ngero wajisanu ndichiwili pamene yadzayamba kuomba zidzasekulidwa.
Hallelujah. So that was a mystery.
Kotero zimenezi chinali chinsisi.
It's what the seventh thunders uttered.
Kufuba zimene analankhula mabingu asanu ndi awiri.
But we get a clue from reading Matthew 13.
Ndi tipeza yankho powerenga Mateo chapter 13.
Amen.
Amen.
In the book of Matthew 13,
Matthew chapter 13,
he said, leave them alone and don't pull them up.
Kuti asiye inoose akuleva mozi musachotse.
Speaking of the tail.
Mwanga aso tiri kunina tsongolewi.
That was found growing among the wheat.
Akupezika ukula pakati pa tirigu.
Here in Revelation 10, he said, seal up what the thunder said. Ndiye apa
chikumbuzo tene cha akulankula zisindikize zimenezo usazilembe.
But in the last day,
koma masiku otsiriza,
when the seventh church age messenger bring his message,
pamene ngelo wachisanu ndi chiti pamene adzayamba kuleza uthenga wake,
this mystery that's been sealed away,
zisisi zimene zinagomeredwazi,
hallelujah, will be revealed to the church age messenger,
udzadzavumbulutsidwa ku mpingo.
And Christ will be here once again with a little book open in his hand.
Amen.
Just like he was in that early church. That's what this thing's all about today. Is Christ among you the hope of glory? It's Jesus Christ perfecting his
saints. Yes.
As I've been going to the different places in Africa, preaching the word of God, I've reminded them everywhere I went that the gospel left Jerusalem
and
went westward. Went westward. The gospel went westward. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Revelation chapter 7
sees
this angel with the gospel ascending from the east into Jerusalem. And in order to come into Jerusalem from the east,
Jerusalem God
come right over the continent of Africa. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm reminding people that Moses took from here for his body, Ethiopian woman.
Yeah.
Which was the African lady. His sister Mary didn't like it. She began to grumble back. God smote her with leprosy and sent her outside the camp. For 7 days, because she spoke against Moses. God making up the last part of his bride with an African lady. And you're part of that bride.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
He's taking out
of
Africa the people to make up the bride. Just as Moses took
an
Ethiopian woman for his bride.
Christ,
Moses being a type of Christ. So is Christ taken from the African people. To be his
end-time
bride. Not all of it, but a large portion from the African people.
Yes.
That's why I'm here. Amen. That's why me and my wife have
hallelujah
such a love for the
African.
That's why we like to labor among you.
Amen.
Because you're the apple of his eye. You're a humble people that love God. You're a humble people that respect God.
You would do a minute matter with the
Mulung. So God's been here finishing up on the bride from Africa.
Yeah, Mulung, what was a Mason Penya? Could not have figured what Mulung wanted to work.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now, notice when the church fell away.
They don't have a minute people at Yandu Jauzagba.
These 7 thunders of voices.
He said, seal up the little book. Yeah, put it together, Bukulo.
And then he took the understanding of the little book in the hammer. Which was the tree of life. He left the word of God, but he took the spirit out of the word in the glory. But here it comes in the last day with
a
little book opened back again. And the same voice that spoke to John in 96 AD. Said, seal up the book. Let it stay sealed for 7 church ages. Then he would send that 7 church age messenger to loose the sea.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. That's wonderful.
Amen.
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 He said that seventh angel would finish up this mystery about the book and the seal.
Nde apatibona kuti mtumiki amene adzatsiridza chitsitsi chimene chikupezeka mu chitsindikizo.
But the same authorizing voice that spoke to John,
mawu omweyo aulamuliro amene analankhula ndi Yohane,
speaks again in this last day once the seals took off the book.
Nde pamene chitsindikizo chapa kuchotsedwa, mawu omweyo akulankhulidwa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we'll begin to read that in the Revelation.
Nde tiyamba kuwerenga zimenezi mchifumbuluso.
10th chapter, 8th verse.
Chapter
10.
Chapter 10, your
verse 8.
Verse 8.
Now, this is not the first time the Lord spoke.
Ah, but
the one that spoke in John's day to authorize him to seal the book. Now,
as authorizing
John to go get the little book, John being a type of bride. Glory to God. So, there's been an authorizing voice, and his authorizing voice visiting your great
continent.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God, thank God, and you're a recipient.
Right.
Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So God bless you people of Mozambique.
Mulungu akudalitseni no abale aku Mozambique.
God bless you people of Malawi.
Abale zaku Malawi mulungu akudalitseni.
God bless you people of Lusaka, Zambia.
Kaya abale aku Zambia, kaya kuti.
God bless you people of Uganda.
Uganda,
hallelujah. Those are some places we've been coming preaching the word of God.
That's right.
Now watch here, the same voice speaks again. I'm reading verse 8. Chapter 10,
verse 8.
It says, "And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again."
Wochokera kumwamba analankulanso nane nanena.
Now this same voice speaking again.
Liulomweo likulankulanso.
But it's after the seventh church age messenger cleared up the mystery of God.
Pameti kuona kuti ngelo wa chiseveni akuchotsa kapena akuti akubweretsa kubvetsa kwa zisindikizo.
That's what's happening now.
Ndichimene chikuchitika pakali pano.
That's an authorizing voice speaking again.
Pali mau aula mulilo mena akulankulanso.
Say, now you can be all that the early church
was.
You can have the same Jesus, the same power of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And the voice spake to me again and said unto me, "Go, take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which stands upon the sea and upon the earth."
Na analankulanso nane nanena, muka, tenga buku lofunyulalo, zanja langero wakuimila panyanja ndi patsiko.
Now I want you to notice that.
Ndiye ndifuna kuti mukaone ichi.
He said, "Go take the little book."
Kuti pita wakatenga buku.
That's the authorizing voice telling you that you be all that the early church was.
Ndi mkamau achilamuliro amene akufotokoza nkhani imene.
You don't have to wait for seven seals to be opened. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You don't have to wait for anything, but the Holy Spirit will let you hear that voice saying, "Go take the little book." What he's saying, everything that the early church has is available for you. And one of the things the early church had was apostolic leadership. Yeah, the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints.
Amen.
Take Brother Dan here and these other ministers. I don't know you all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know Brother Andrew here.
Brother Enoch.
It's Christ. And he wants to restore us back to the original.
Amen.
Amen. And John, and I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it, eat it up, and it shall be in thy mouth as sweet as honey.
Ndipo ndinamuka kwa ngelo ndikunena naye ndipatse kabuku ndipo ananena ndine zatenge nudye ndipo kadzawawitsa mimba yako komatu mkamwa mwako kadzazuna ngati uchi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Notice, John went to the angel
and
said, give me the little book. You can't ask for the little book unless you know it's available to you.
Iwe sunga nene ndipase kabuku ga pokapokapo agona kabuku wakalipo.
Give me that little book. It's for you today.
Kabuku kondikanu leo. Kabuku kondikira. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I jumped one for
this year, but amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. I like it. Hallelujah. Sometimes I think we build big fancy churches and leave the Lord out. Can you say amen?
Amen.
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 Programs many times. He's not my denomination many times. Because we make the rules. What's wrong with these rules? Hallelujah.
Amen.
The last in the world, isn't it? Now he said, John says, give me the little book. And he said, take it and eat it. And it'll be as sweet as my mouth. But it'll make thy belly bitter. You know why?
You've got to be used to eating.
Hallelujah, we want this good strong meat of the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It'll taste good, but in your mouth, but in your belly it'll be good. Because you might take another step with God.
A step in.
Amen.
Because you'll say, my denomination believes this. Or my denomination believes that. Amen, but how about you?
Amen.
I'm not concerned what your denomination believes, it's you.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
There's a little song we sang in America.
Amen.
Let the Lord
sing
in America. It's not my mother, not my father,
yes,
but it's me,
O
Lord.
Yes.
It's not my sister, not my brother. But it's me, O Lord, standing in the
need of prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
This
Amen.
Is for you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, look, this is right. God's moving. God's shaking Africa. God's giving
a
revival. There's an authorizing voice in
Mozambique.
Amen. There's an authorizing voice in Mozambique.
And that
authorized voice said, go take the little book and eat it. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 10. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth as sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter.
Nibo nateka kabuku kizaja ngelo. Nibo nakaja. Nibo kanali mkamwa mwanga kozuna ngati uchi.
Hallelujah.
Ndipamene ndinakadya mimba mwanga mudawawa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. John said, I took the little book and ate it up.
Can you say that John, I took
the little book and ate it up?
Is that a written word that was written in the
Bible?
He took the understanding right
back on.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. He can't put his understanding on the word. Matthew 28:19 says, go teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Mateo akutero pitani mtsiko lose mukalalikira utenga ndikubatiza iwo mudzina la Lambo la Tate mwana ni zimwera.
But when the understanding came,
koma kumvetsa kutabwera,
Peter spoke on the day of Pentecost.
Paulo apetwa namba kulangula pa nthawi ya Pentecost.
Tell me what the understanding was.
Napereka kumvetsa kumene kunalankhula ku Matthew 28:19.
He said, repent everyone, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
Na wina aliyese mukabatizide mudzina la Yesu Kristu.
For the remission of your sins,
and
you shall receive
amen.
The gift of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All right, verse 11 of Revelation 10.
Verse 11, chapter 10.
And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again. Before many nations, tongues and kings. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Notice this gospel got to be preached again. When the books open, they come back to its fury. When there's no tares growing among the wheat. The bride will be dressed in fine and clean white, which is the righteousness
of the saints.
And she'll go up in glory. Having the full revelation of the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. This authorizing voice says, thou must prophesy again. Before all nations, kindred, and tongues. That's what we're doing now. There's an authorizing voice speaking from heaven. It's coming right through the ministry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That's how Christ spoke to the early church. He spoke through the ministry. Amen. And the church received. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Do you love him today?
Amen.
An authorizing voice.
Mau
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. To us today.
Amen.
An authorizing voice speaks to.
Amen. Mozambique.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen. Amen.
Mau, amene ali ndi ulamuli akulankhulanso kuno ku Mozambique.
Finishing up the bride.
Umene ukukola a Kristu.
Africa. We're prophesying again.
Umuneneranso kawini.
Say, this is the little book, eat it. God bless you.
We
turn the service to the pastor.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many have been blessed? Can you raise up?
Hallelujah.
I myself have been blessed.
And I'm happy that you have been blessed.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
How many times our brother should come again?
The Angada Gaboa. Mbare yu, azabwelezo kuno kwa Goboa.
Mozambique.
Mozambique. The Angada Gaboa azabwelezo. Azabwelezo, eh? Abwelezo, azabwelezo.